I just invited Donald Trump. You all deserve an explanation. I'm glad, despite some of the comments that the Trump team made last night, I can honestly say this event was sold out before we even announced he was coming. You know, before I do it, just so you have the context, let's roll the video.
She did push you, pushed a lot of people, but what is it with you and Megyn Kelly?
Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist. I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. I think she's highly overrated. But when I came out there, you know, what am I doing? I'm not getting paid for this. I go out there and, you know, they start saying, lift up your arm if you're going to, and, you know, I didn't know there'd be 24 million people. I figured, but I knew it was going to be a big crowd because I get big crowds. I get ratings. They call me the ratings machine. So I have, you know, she gets out and she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever. But she was, in my opinion, she was off base. And by the way, not in my opinion, in the opinion of hundreds of thousands of people on Twitter, because
okay,
it has been a brutal day in one way.
When I play audio on my radio show, I sometimes give extended clips so no one can accuse me of having edited the clip like Planned Parenthood has done to those videos, accused of the videos, so that everybody gets the context, so that everybody sees there wasn't a walk back. Folks, I've given Donald Trump a lot of latitude because he's not a professional politician. He's been a very blunt talker. I've said some dumb things in my life, and I've apologized for them. I reached out to the Donald Trump campaign last night and said, is Mr. Trump willing to apologize or clarify that he wasn't suggesting that a national reporter who asked him a tough question was having her period? And the campaign manager said, Mr. Trump was talking about her bleeding out of her eyes. She was bleeding everywhere all over Mr. Trump. I said, that's the bleeding out of the eyes part wasn't the problem. It was what came after that. And the campaign manager refused to even acknowledge that he had said that. And so I told him, he asked me to send him an email. I put the exact quote in the email, and I said, everyone, myself included, is interpreting it this way. I think it was inappropriate. I really think it was inappropriate. I've got my wife here. I've got my daughter here. I've got 800 friends of mine here. It's a family-friendly program. And if he's not going to clarify that this isn't what he meant, I don't think I want him at my event. And so the campaign manager called me back and said Mr. Trump had said whatever. He was trying to move the questions along, that she was bleeding out of her eyes or whatever, trying to get Don Lemon to move beyond, or at least he meant whatever. And I asked him if he was going to clarify that publicly. They said no, so I said, I'm sorry. I would prefer Mr. Trump not come to the event. Now, immediately thereafter, the Trump campaign promptly, well, first of all, after we had reached out to them, before I had even gotten involved, I was at dinner, our staff here reached out to the Trump campaign to ask if he had actually said this. And instead of responding to us, they immediately sent out a press advisory that he was going to speak. So that was kind of a indicator. So after all of this was over, Mr. Trump went on Twitter and said that I was a weak and pathetic leader, which is okay. I actually think it's really weak and pathetic to take a tough question from a journalist and assume she's having her period, and that's why she asked you a tough question. Now, I realize this event was sold out before Mr. Trump came, before we announced he was coming, but if any of you feel like you're here for only one candidate and not nine presidential candidates, one of whom will be president of the United States, I'll gladly refund you your money and you can have a nice day while we continue our program. I don't even want to read you the emails. I've had emails from Trump supporters. I assume they gave out my email address because my email inbox filled up between midnight and this morning. I have emails from people referring to Megyn Kelly as a whore. I have emails from people referring to me as gay. I have emails referring to the president by the N-word, and that Donald Trump is standing up to all of us. We will not gain the White House if we are not going to be happy warriors. We will not reduce the size and scope of our federal government if we're screaming at people, calling them whores and queer and the N-word and what have you. And there's a larger part here. You know, before I'm a conservative, before I'm a Republican, before I'm a dad or a husband, I'm a Christian. And I have said really stupid things in my life. I have said some really unfortunate things in my life, and I've apologized for them. It is not political correctness. It's common decency.
You're listening to WSB, Eric Erickson's comments about why Donald Trump was disinvited to the Red State gathering.
Maybe I should apologize for something. I realize I've been in this situation where you get your back up against the wall and you're thinking, no, everybody's out to get me. I'm going to hold my ground. If you don't have the little voice in your head or the person, the friend standing next to you saying, no, you actually screwed up, it's going to end badly for you. Look at what the media did to Mitt Romney on the 49% comment that was off the record at a dinner that a waiter taped. Do you, those of you who support Donald Trump, no disrespect intended, but do you really think he can make it to the White House with the media running every 5 minutes that he's calling a female reporter on Fox, by the way, saying that she was having her period? That's why she's asking questions. I mean, it's disrespectful to Megyn Kelly. It's disrespectful to female journalists. It's disrespectful to ladies in general. I don't want my daughter in the room with Donald Trump tomorrow night, so he's not invited. I'm sorry. I wanted to give the man a lot of latitude because I know he taps into some anger that even I share with the Republican Party, and a lot of us here do. But if our standard bearer has to resort to that, we need a new standard bearer. And I hope that we have 9 candidates here who you can look for and maybe find someone. I had hoped, as Bill Kristol had hoped, that Donald Trump would actually cause the other candidates to rise to the occasion and speak about Washington and not just Barack Obama, but the Republican leaders. And I hope they still will. But Donald Trump said some crazy things, and I've been willing to give him a pass. It's been the heat of the minute. He's not a professional politician. But when that's your first thought, I'm sorry. I'm also going to apologize to our speakers today, because this has become a distraction for them. We have men and women running for president of the United States who would much prefer to talk about their vision for the future, what the country will look like when they stand for re-election 4 years from next year. And reporters want to ask them about Donald Trump now. I know some of you want them to ask questions. I thought about asking them all questions. I've decided, you know, they can deal with it if they want. They're here to tell us their vision for the future. They're not here to talk about the other candidates on stage. They're not here to talk about Barack Obama. They're not here to talk about Hillary Clinton. They're here to tell us how they are going to make America great again.